Yeah, there was two distinct differences here. The Carlton Redcastle Hotel was operated by the Carlton Group. The owners of the hotel have remained unchanged for many years, and the agreement between Carlton and the owners of the hotel came to an end on the 21st of March this year. The owners of the hotel are operating the hotel perfectly as normal. There is no change to the operation of the hotel, bar the fact that Carlton are no longer involved in the running of the hotel. There is absolutely no staff changes at the hotel, and no threat to the hotel or the employees in it.
So, as far as you're concerned, the
hotel business as usual,
and the hotel is not going into liquidation or receivership.
No, there's a difference. There's a company called Carlton Redcastle Hotel Limited, which was the directors are from Carlton Group, and the situation is that company, which no longer operates the hotel, is in liquidation. The hotel itself and the owners remain the same. All the staff remain the same, and it's operated but directly by the owners. The only difference is that Carlton are no longer involved in the hotel. There are no threat to any jobs, no threat to the business whatsoever.